Nolte, William Shatner says self-righteous Paramount erasing Captain Kirk. By John Nolte on January 12, 2024. Living legend William Shatner told the truth about how the self-righteous and enlightened at Paramount are erasing a character they're threatened by, James Tiberius Kirk. It all began on Twitter when a fan asked the 92-year-old superstar his feelings about the news that Paramount Plus is making a movie about Star Trek, The Next Generation's Captain Jean-Luc Picard, which will star Patrick Stewart, who just finished a three-season run of Picard, a Next Generation spin-off for Paramount Plus. Shatner graciously answered, "I think that a new movie with Sir Patrick is wonderful news." About the online criticism of the Picard movie, Shatner added, "Haters gonna hate." When a Twitter user asked, "But will we ever see Captain Kirk again?" Shatner pulled no punches, or flying two-legged kicks. "All you have to do is look at the Paramount Plus graphics to answer that question," he tweeted. Attached to Shatner's tweet was a Paramount publicity photo celebrating Star Trek's past. Seen as every captain, and others, including an animated character, except for Shatner's Kirk. "Has anyone at Paramount come out with an official explanation for this massive flub?" someone asked. "It's not the first time, it's been going on for years," Shatner replied. "It makes no difference to me that a group who think they are enlightened, or whatever they think they are, obviously feels threatened by the Kirk character. It's a character from a 1960s TV show, get over it." To prove this point, Shatner included a promotional photo celebrating Star Trek Day, where much less popular characters are front and center. Shatner's Kirk is nowhere to be seen. Shatner added, "It doesn't bother me in the least. A bunch of self-righteous strangers thinking they are sending a message by erasing the past? Who is going to forget? It's everywhere. It's so indoctrinated that it will take many generations to be forgotten, no matter what they do. Let it be." And it shouldn't bother Shatner because considered the source. Blacklisting fascists threatened by 1. Kirk's unapologetic masculinity. 2. Kirk's eternal popularity. And 3. Shatner's incredible success. How many people can come close to replicating William Shatner's success? Shatner has been a star for 60 years. Gone to space. Starred in one of the most iconic Twilight Zone episodes of all time. Won a Golden Globe and 2 Emmys. Headlined a hit film franchise through 7 Star Trek features. Co-written a hit series of sci-fi novels. Written 3 best-selling memoirs. Headlined 4 hit TV series. And then there's this simple fact, despite countless attempts, no Star Trek movie or TV show without William Shatner can touch the glory of Star Trek with William Shatner. But in this near dystopia, heroic, masculine men like James Kirk and icons unafraid to speak their piece like William Shatner must be silenced, purged, and punished. Shatner's James Kirk must be erased for the same reason Indiana Jones is emasculated. Luke Skywalker is branded a child killer, and one icon after another is eliminated and replaced with affirmative action hires. Other than Muhammad Ali's, Shatner's is the most I've ever paid for an autograph. He's a one-of-a-kind, and a sane Hollywood would honor and even exploit him. Instead, the new McCarthyites dismiss and purge. I'm telling you, buy your hard copies of Classic Trek. Do you want to live in a world where the same Paramount Plus currently erasing Shatner is the only way to watch Classic Trek? Trust me. You don't. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.